The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for The Game Plan. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us this happy, happy Wednesday. There is so much to talk about. Here we are. We thought, we thought we'd do a cool Cure Bowl preview, which we'll do here in a little bit. As obviously, we start with the ground and pound first. But, out of nowhere, some cool news dropped from the Owls. So we're going to get to that a little later, too. Trust me, you guys do not want to miss this. This is some fun, fun stuff that has to do with next season. But, yeah, happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Of course, in the game plan, we talk about the Georgia State Panthers, and we talk about the Kennesaw State Owls. Got some cool guests lined up in the next few weeks. You guys are going to enjoy that. As always, if you would like to go to the iTunes store, give us a rating and review, we definitely appreciate it. It helps us keep this free and great for you guys. We definitely appreciate that. Go ahead and hit subscribe while you're there. And as always, if you'd like to follow us here on the show, at Team Impact Media or at The Impact 99, we'll get me directly. That is the easiest way to find us on social media. You can also find us on Facebook, Impact Media. We're pretty easy to find. Now, I want to get into some fun stuff because there is a lot of fun stuff. I said we're going to start with the Georgia State Panthers. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to kind of go over this season a little bit. We're going to do a bigger preview review in the next few weeks with some special guests that I believe you guys will enjoy. But I just want to kind of give my basic synopsis and what I was thinking after different games and such like that, and then we will get into some Cure Bowl preview and then some Kennesaw State on the other side of that. Now, basically, this season started, had a lot of promise. Get the new coach. He's real fiery. He's real intense in a good way. I very much enjoy the way Coach Elliott is. It's going to be, you know, overall, I was thinking this guy is ready to go. So that brought us to the opening game, that Thursday night opener. We opened the brand new stadium, brought in Tennessee State, and just couldn't get anything going. The fact that we only lost by 7 was surprising to all of us who were there. The team I'm not going to say they didn't look prepared, because that would insinuate that either the coaching staff or the players didn't work hard or hard enough, and I don't think it was that. It may be the glitz and glam of the new stadium had something to do with it. That's possible. But kind of came out, just came out flat. I hate using that word, but just kind of came out and just you know, like if Clayton Kershaw comes out and there's no movement on his fastball, chances are it's getting crushed. I think we got lucky that we didn't actually get embarrassed there. We were able to make it 17-10 and did pretty good to hang in there. But overall, loss number one. We followed that up at Penn State. I felt we were very competitive. If you didn't look at the scoreboard, I felt like we were very much going toe-to-toe with what turned out to be a top-10 program. I actually think they're top five, in my opinion, but losses and all that put them a little lower. They're a top-10 program in college, and it was at Penn State. Lost that one 56-0. But once again, we were on Big Ten Network. To me, I don't think we got embarrassed in that one either. I felt like we went up there, and like I said, we went toe-to-toe. We stared Penn State in the eye and said, give us all you got, because we're going to give you everything we got. And, you know, ultimately didn't get that one either. Put us at 0-2. The good thing is we followed that up by becoming the true road warriors we are. Shout out to Animal and Hawk and all the Laranitises and forgot the other guy's name, sorry. Anyway, we turned into the road warriors that we are. We go up to Charlotte, the home of the Nature Boy. Woo. Not going to get a full-on woo here. We go up there. We really put on a good show. We're on Peachtree TV for the first time in a while. Possibly the first time ever. I don't remember one. But anyway, we go up to Charlotte. We win 28-0 in that one. That was win number one. We're 1-2. We were staring at that Memphis home game, and, you know, the Hurricane had a different plan. So the Memphis game ended up getting canceled. Not sure how that would have played out, because Memphis got better as the season went on, but we were going to hit them pretty early. So not real sure how that would have played out, but that got canceled. That ultimately made it one of the most odd schedules I've ever seen. Of course, that meant the following week we went to Coastal Carolina up in Conway, South Carolina. Really cool place. I didn't go for this game, but I've been through there. Very cool place. We went 27-21 there. We even our record up at 2-2. And more importantly, we make our away game stat at 2-1. Going to play into it, trust me. We go to UL Monroe, which is in Monroe, Louisiana. You guys know that. We win 47-37 there in a shootout. It was more of a dogfight. That makes us 3-2, 3-1 overall on the road. We come back here to host Troy. I end up not doing so well in that game. We lose it 34-10. Troy just came out, and they had got embarrassed the week before. They were ready to play. And I don't know. Maybe our guys were still kind of travel logged or lagged or something like that. Either way, go to 3-3. We host South Alabama the following week. We win that one 21-13 for the first victory in the new stadium. That was a lot of fun. Then we turn around and win the next one, which was in Statesboro against Georgia Southern. Obviously, hashtag state, not Southern. 21-17 there. That was another interesting one. Oh, wait, I skipped. No, I didn't skip South Alabama. Okay. That was an interesting one to me, this one and the Texas State one, because these two teams, we were told, are not good teams. We're told, you know, Georgia Southern's a train wreck. They are probably going to have a new coach and this and that and some other things. And, you know, that's fine. But that usually means what it always means when we play any team like Texas State or Georgia Southern. You throw the record books out, and you just know it's going to be a dogfight. You know, 21-17, like I said, we go to Texas State in San Marcos, Texas, early in November. We win that one 33-30. Yeah, remember, everybody told us Texas State's not a good team. Well, they are a really good team. So at this point, we are sitting at 6-3. We come back home for the finales against Appalachian State, which we lose 31-10. It was a lot like the Troy game. It seemed like we had no answer for what App was throwing at us, and it actually helped App towards the top of the division. They might be the best team in our division, our conference. And then, of course, Idaho, who came in and shocked us, too. There's something about us scoring 10 points in losses. I find that kind of weird. In fact, we scored 10 points in 4 of the 5 losses, with the only one we didn't was when we were shut out by Penn State. That is a weird stat. Now, I'm going to throw this out as well. You know, 6-5. As someone close to the team said, once we were talking after the post game show that we did after the Idaho game, they said, "Hey, no matter what, won't have a losing record because we'll either be 500 at 6-6, or we'll be 7-5." You know what? That's a good point. Not going to have a losing season this year, guys. That is one of the differences. You know, what Coach Elliott has brought to this team and organization, school, whatever, however you want to, what he's brought to Panther Nation is a culture change. And this culture change, it got everybody excited. I think this is a good year one so far. We're not done because we're going to talk about the Cure Bowl in a minute. I think overall, there was a lot of ups, there was a lot of downs. You can see the consistency in various areas. Obviously, there's going to be some turnover. We're going to graduate some guys. Some guys may transfer out. Some guys may transfer in. It'll be a slightly different team next year. There are some question marks, and we'll get into those question marks, some of our off-season stuff, as we bring in some other guests. But 6-5, I'll take 6-5. We had a rough schedule. At one point, we spent, 40 or 50 days away from home as far as, between home games. You know, you play a home game on August 31st, play a home game is October 21st. Skip the whole month of September and 2.5 weeks into October. That's crazy. That kind of stuff never happens. So the fact that they were able to pull it together and do a lot of this is fantastic. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Cure Bowl. From what I'm being told, this game starts at 2:30. In fact, just to make sure, I'm gonna look it up as we're talking in real time here. I'm being told 2:30 is the kickoff for that one from Orlando, Florida, the Camping World Stadium. Been to Camping World Stadium before, a couple years ago, for the Cure Bowl, this same team here. Yep, I'm hearing 2:30. Even though, oddly enough, my media itinerary says 3:37 kickoff. So, yep, I'm being told 2:30. And right now we have a 41% chance to win. Keep betting against us. Let's talk about some of their big players here. Their quarterback, Mike White, is a senior. Apparently, it's not going to tell me. There's his stats. So far, he is 342 for 521. He has thrown for almost 4,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Fair enough. Their leading rusher has 112 carries, 362 yards. I guess you can figure out that they like to throw the ball. That's fine. I like our corners. And their main receiver has 67 catches, 634 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Let me get their names real quick for you. The leading rusher is DeAndre Furby, and the leading receiver, Nikarius Fant. Okay. In fact, are we favored in this game? Favored by less than by 6.5 points, if I'm reading this correctly. I either have it one way or the other. They average 26 points a game to our 20. I'm going to have to make some stops there. They also allow 27 points a game. Could be why they're 6-6. And we allow 25.5. That explains why we're 6-5. They get about 400 yards a game total on offense. We get about 385. This is going to be an even matchup, guys, including 333 in the air for them to their 66 rushing. We're averaging 115 on the ground and 270 in the air. We'll get into that, my keys. You know what? My four keys to the game will be a part of the pre-show that will be on Facebook Live. Maybe I'll try to link that to my Twitter account or something like that where you guys can see all those, maybe to Instagram or something like that. I'm going to play around with that. Our tech guy's not here, so I'll play around with that and see what I can do. Now, Western Kentucky in their last five games are 1-4. Okay, I just told you in our last five games we are 3-2. Our chances. Now here's the other thing. If I'm not mistaken, I want to make sure I get this right. I do not want to get it wrong. All right, wait, can we just? This game, by the way, is going to be on the CBS Sports Network. You can also catch it on 680 The Fan, 93.7 FM. It's going to be on 88.5 as well. Why can I not find? All right, here we go. Western Kentucky, of course, they are the Hilltoppers. Their athletic director is Todd Stewart. And in their first season is Mike Sanford Jr. They play up in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They're in Conference USA. All time, they are 564, 384, and 31, which is good for almost a 600 winning percentage. Their bowl record is 3-1. They have an FCS national title. They have 13 conference titles, 7 of which in Division II. 4 FCS and 2 FBS. Here are some people you might have heard of that are currently in the NFL that came from Western Kentucky. Bobby Rainey, Jack Doyle, Tyler Higbee, Tywan Taylor, Howard Ferguson. Here's some of the other guys that are not in the league anymore that came from. There's a bunch. You guys should just look these up. You guys remember Rod Smart? He Hate Me, played in the XFL. Yep, he's from there. Anthony Oakley, Antonio Andrews, Romeo Crennel, yeah, that guy. Jack Harbaugh actually coached there. Bobby Petrino. Jim Harbaugh. Jerry Glanville. And if I could actually find their website, I would try to tell you the cool tidbit, but I want to get his name right. There is a special person who should be in the building for this game, and it is because he has a tie to both teams. There he is. The head coach, Coach Sean Elliott of our Georgia State Panthers, took over for a particular coach when he stepped down and ultimately retired a couple of years ago at the University of South Carolina, the real USC. And that same coach, his son, is the assistant head coach and quarterback coach for Western Kentucky. That coach I am talking about, yep, you guessed it, Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach, one of my favorites. I know he's one of your favorites as well. So, from what I hear, the old ball coach is going to be in the building. I hear he's going to be a part of the coin toss. Man, that should be fun, right? That should be just super, super fun. I'm going to try my best to at least meet him. Maybe I can get him a few words here or there. Should be a lot of fun. But this game should be fun. The Cure Bowl is one of the cooler bowls to me. And it's not just because it's the only one I've been to. The Cure Bowl, the people who are behind it, I met a lot of the behind-the-scenes people. They're super people. I mean, the Cure Bowl is always about, is always good because it's about, you know, finding a cure for cancer and raising money, and they're just super people. So I look forward to it. Camping World Stadium is going to be a lot of fun too. Like I said, we've been there before. They've held everything from WWE pay-per-views all the way up to Monster Jam and all kinds of other stuff. So it should be a lot of fun. I'll be heading down on Friday. So a little early for the game. So if I see any of you guys on the way down, make sure to hit me up. There's a good chance you might be on some of the Facebook Live videos or other videos. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff and a lot of videos, and it should be a lot of fun. They have some other special things planned. Who knows? But like I said, 2:30 kickoff on that, CBS Sports Network. Check your local listings on that. Plus, GeorgiaStateSports.com should have some as well. The guys are actually down there. They arrived, I believe, yesterday for some of the festivities. Should be a lot of fun. Get down there and try to meet up with them, see how everybody's doing. And it's going to be fun. It really is. There's just so much I can say about this. How do I think, you know, we're going to have to combat some of their aerial displays. We're going to have to combat some things they do on defense, but I think they're going to be. I think we're going to be okay. I do want to remind you guys. I think it's April 3rd is when, and those tickets are actually on sale now. The Foo Fighters, April 28th, are going to be at our stadium, and actually one of the first things I'm going to talk about for Kennesaw is actually going to be something that ties into Georgia State. So we'll go ahead and go to break, and when we come out of the break, I will tell you exactly what that is. We'll be right back, right here on the Game Plan.
Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.
And we're back here on the Game Plan. Welcome back. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Told you right before the break that one of the first things I'm going to talk about with the Kennesaw Owls actually affects Georgia State. I don't know if I'd mentioned on the show before, but these two teams will play each other next year, and I know when they're playing. And if you're on KSUOwls.com or if you get alerts, you probably know too. Because it was announced, I believe, was it earlier today? It was earlier today. Thanks to Mr. Jake Darrow. Appreciate that, Jake. We now know a lot about the 2018 Kennesaw State Football Owls schedule. There's some notable games. There's the one There's one against Georgia State. There's rematches against Samford and Jacksonville State and Monmouth, all people we saw in the playoffs. There's the home opener game. You'll know when those are. This is going to be interesting because at one point, at one point next season, the Kennesaw Owls football team will have played in three different stadiums, all within an hour of each other. Yeah, all within an hour. What does that mean? Well, let's go ahead and say it. Thursday, August the 30th, they kick off at Georgia State at Georgia State Stadium. That should be a lot of fun. I look forward to seeing both fan bases that I've gotten a chance to know over the last few years. This game should be a lot of fun. I think go ahead and get this one in early is definitely the right time to do that. They follow that up with another Thursday game. They're at Tennessee Tech on that one. Then it's all Saturdays from there on out. You got the home opener on September 15th versus Alabama State. They follow that up with Clark Atlanta and Samford. Kind of nice to have three in a row. Actually going to have four in a row as Presbyterian comes in after that. Then you go to Gardner-Webb. They always play tough. The open week is on October 20th. That should be a good time to recharge the batteries. Then they will be at Charleston Southern. They come home to face Campbell. They will be at Monmouth and in game number 11 on November the 17th. They will play against Jacksonville State. Remember, just saw them in the playoffs, were able to stun them. But this game's not in Jacksonville, and this game's not in Kennesaw. Where is this game at? It's at SunTrust Park. SunTrust Park, yeah, where the Atlanta Braves play, where concerts are going to be, where concerts have been. Metallica played there. I think Garth Brooks played there. No, he played in the big stadium. SunTrust Park. So think about that. If you're a Kennesaw Owls fan, you're going to play at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. You're going to play at Georgia State Stadium, otherwise known as Petit Field. Maybe Pettit Field. I think it's Petit. And then you're going to play at SunTrust Park. What a great thing. You can go see a football game at a baseball park twice. Even though Georgia State's done a fantastic job, it doesn't look like baseball anymore. But former, in a stadium that once held, you're going to be in your own stadium where so much magic has happened. You're going to go to Georgia State Stadium where the Olympics had some events. The Atlanta Braves played for a handful of years, where Georgia State calls home now. Then you're going to go to SunTrust Park where the Braves now play. How incredible is that? And all the way until October before you play anybody in the Big South. I believe it's going to be the first football game played at SunTrust Park. How incredible is that? That is exceptional, fun, awesome news. It is. I did see a story the other day that I do want to kind of hit on. Let me see. Before I kind of give my take on this season as well. I don't see it on here. But I want to make sure to get his name right. So let me make sure. Because this is, a lot of people are like, oh, this is a big loss. And yeah, it is. But when you find out why, it is not. I mean, it is, but it isn't. And there it is. Taylor Hinkle. Taylor Hinkle, who is a redshirt junior, is he's a sports management major. He is foregoing his redshirt senior year. Yeah, he's gonna forego his last year of college in order to, of college football, in order to work more on his sports management degree and some other things. So we wish you the best, Taylor, and look forward to seeing you out at some games. But yeah, just want to give a shout out because Taylor Hinkle's a great player, but he's an even greater person. So wish you all the best, Taylor. Like I said, look forward to seeing you out at some of the games. Once again, wish you the best. There will be 29 student athletes graduated. Will graduate this week. I want to give a shout out to Kayla Duncan, who is one of my cousins, who actually graduated from Kennesaw just the other day. Shout out to her. She is super talented and super smart. So wish her all the best as well. But the Kennesaw State Department of Athletics recently honored its December graduates. They had a luncheon and a stole ceremony. You guys know what that is. I mean, you guys all go there. For cheer, Brandon Bankston and Lindsey Gordon. Football, you got DeMore, you got Matt Frank, you got Miles White and Tremaine Atrolik. And you guys can get this whole list at KSUOwls.com. But congratulations to all the graduates. It really is an accomplishment. And not to be outdone, the redshirt freshman linebacker, Bryson Armstrong, was named the winner of the Stats FCS Jerry Rice Award for National Freshman of the Year. Congratulations to him on that. This is really a great award for Bryson, and I look forward to the amazing things this kid's going to keep doing. Each of these schools have a guy that you're just amazed at what they can do, and they're both freshmen. So that's what's going to make that kickoff next year so much greater. If you want to give a shout out too, Jacob Higgs was named the compliance coordinator now. He was a graduate assistant at Nova Southeastern University since August of 2016. Compliance is very, very important. So congratulations to Jacob Higgs on that. Look forward to working with you very, very shortly. Some other things. Chandler Burks. Yep, the junior quarterback and the junior offensive lineman, Zach Mitchell, were named AP FCS All-American Third Team, as it was announced just yesterday, I believe. They became the first members of KSU's program to be named to the All-Americas team. Finished 12-2 overall, Big South champs, and reached the they were the fifth or sixth best team in the FCS. You know, just barely missed the Final Four by a couple just a couple points, but congratulations to Chandler and Zach for that. Jordan Gray was named the A-Sun Conference Indoor Athlete of the Week. I don't know why I have women's track and field on here, but I wanted to give a shout out to them. They have been doing, hey, we're about more than just football here. We talk about football all the time, but when somebody does something exceptional, Jordan won the pentathlon. Yeah. And set the school record for 4,221 points. It leads the NCAA currently and ranks number one in the world this season. So shout out to Jordan. Basketball team's doing good. You know, it's It's a good time to be a Kennesaw Owl, and it's a good time to be a Georgia State Panther, right? Right. There was something else I was going to tell you guys before we get out of here. Like with Georgia State, we will have some amazing, incredible guests lined up for the off season. We are going to carry the game plan. The game plan will probably run probably right to the end of January, and then we take a break up until kind of late summer, early fall, but we'll keep you more up to date with those. But up until then, we're going to try to stack it with as many amazing, incredible guests as we can have. But I think that's going to do it for us this week. I think we talked about everything we can. As always, thanks for listening to us. And you can follow us at the Impact 99 at Team Impact Media, or you can go to the iTunes store and subscribe to us and leave us a rating and review. But that's pretty much going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure to follow us along on Facebook and all the social medias, as I will be doing many videos between Friday and Sunday as my trip to Orlando and back. Remember last year I interviewed a dolphin. No idea who I'll run into this time. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning into the Game Plan. We will see you guys next week, or possibly in Orlando. Go Panthers. Go Owls.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.